Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Lakers and the Clippers.
Lakers and Clippers played. I want you to know. I just want you to know in that game.
I've agreed with you, Rob. The Clippers should be the favorites. They should because they have fewer questions. The Lakers have a lot of questions, a lot of things to work out.
And they still
got to
get a lot of stuff together.
They got a lot of stuff to work out. So, but they look good last night, particularly Anthony Davis. He did some historical stuff. First of all, he gets 40 points and 20 rebounds in a shorter period of time than any player in NBA history. Anyone. Wilt, Elgin Baylor. None of them got 40 and 20 in 31 minutes like Anthony Davis did. That's number one. Number two. You got to give him this, Rob. He made 26 of 27 free throws. That's impressive. That would be impressive for James Harden and Steph Curry, let alone a big man. Can you give him that?
Yeah, I'll give him that.
I mean, because think about it. The third quarter, he was 18 for 18 from the line. The best shooters go up there. I've hit 7 straight. I'm due. I'm just saying.
I'm like, mentally.
Well, there were games where I hit like 11 straight free throws, and then you start thinking to yourself.
You're playing in division. You're playing division 4. Nobody's in the stands.
First of all, I was division 3. Right. And you played division what?
No, I'm just saying.
What'd they have in Southwest Connecticut Valley State? what level did you play at there?
Southern Connecticut is division 2.
Yeah, but you weren't playing. I didn't play. You were keeping score.
No, I was covering the game.
Change.
I was covering the game. It's the same thing playing Division Four or covering a game at Division Two.
Division Three, get it right.
Either way, you're not playing really college basketball.
Devin George played Division Three. I'll have you know. You remember Devin George?
He went to a
championship player,
a religious school that had nothing to do with really basketball. They had 12 black guys on campus. They said we might as well have a basketball team. That's how you got on the team.
You trying to look? Oberlin College was the. I have you know, since you're trying to get all.
What?
Black on a brother. Oberlin College was the first college in America to allow African-American students. You know that?
Is that right?
Yes, that's very true. Oberlin was a stop on the Underground Railroad. I'm dead serious.
Wow.
Now he feels bad. I feel bad for making him feel bad.
I don't feel bad. I think that's a great thing.
He looked at me all sad, puppy-eyed.
That's a great thing.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. They were the first to allow women, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oberlin had a
big time history, man.
They could do all that because they were in a cornfield and nobody would know what was going on.
John Heisman went to Oberlin.
Is that right?
Yes. I'm dropping bombs on you.
Our buddy
George
Smith.
Who went to Southwest
Southern
Texas,
Connecticut.
Connecticut Tech. All right, look.
We had two NFL coaches come out of Southern Connecticut. Now, that's pretty impressive. Division II.
Head coaches?
Yeah.
Who?
Kevin Gilbride. Who was a head coach? He was the Giants' offensive coordinator, head coach with the Chargers.
He had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll as a head coach.
Right, he did 1 year with the Chargers. He's the one Buddy Ryan swung on.
Right, okay.
Kevin Gilbride. Okay. And Chris Palmer, who was the first coach of the Cleveland Browns when they got the expansion team when they left to Baltimore. Chris Palmer
really?
Was their first head coach.
The Ravens?
Coach. No, of the Browns when the Browns came back.
Oh, the Browns came back when they came back.
When they came back as an expansion team.
Wow.
Chris Palmer. So Southern Connecticut had two NFL head coaches. That's not bad for a Division II program.
That's all right.
All right.
You know who else who taught at Oberlin since we comparing? You know, Tommy Smith.
Right.
He taught the Olympics. He taught at Oberlin.
Wow.
You can't compete.
No, not that.
But you got Columbia, too. That's what
I'm not even bringing
me,
up Columbia. I'm proud of Southern Connecticut.
All right.
The Fighting Owls. The Fighting Owls.
Where's Craig Melvin when you need him? Gosh. All right, Rob. You got me off. See, you didn't want me to pub Anthony Davis.
No
so
problem.
You somehow got me off on the tangent.
Hey, he had a great night. The only reason that I'm a little, with all the free throws, I just wonder, and I didn't get to watch the game, okay. So I'm not even going to sit here and tell you because I was too busy watching baseball.
Okay.
I didn't watch it.
I was going back. Well, I actually had one on my phone.
And then you were watching, right? Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it just seemed like a lot of free throws. 18 free throws in a quarter is like when Dwayne Wade won the championship.
MVP,
you remember
right.
that? And,
right.
and it just was... It just skewed everything because you said, really? Was it really like that?
He only shot 7 for 17.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not even 50%. But look,
it's a weird big night. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying he got the 40 points. But it was a weird game, and it was against Memphis, who held it close because I did see the score.
Until the third quarter,
and then they fell apart or whatever. Right.
Let me ask you this. Is Anthony Davis LeBron's best teammate?
I'd say no right off the bat only because I know what Dwayne Wade did with LeBron.
And even before LeBron.
You know what I mean?
And he won Shaq.
But he won a title. Right. And I saw him up close. It was during those years when they were battling the Pistons in the East. So I saw Miami. I saw the Pistons go there and win a game 7 in Miami to go back to the championship the second year against San Antonio. So I've seen that. So I still would say Dwayne Wade. I get it. Anthony's younger and what's going on and a big man and all the stuff that he can do. But it's hard for me to look past what I know. I don't know Anthony Davis and LeBron going to win the title.
Right.
But I saw Dwayne Wade.
You'd be surprised.
Right.
I wouldn't, but you would.
I would.
If they win the title.
Yeah.
Right.
Only because of the West, the other teams that are there, they're not going anywhere. LeBron's only getting older.
Right.
You know, and all those other things. Say if they have a good year, they don't make it this year. I don't know year 18 or year 19.
This might be their best shot.
Am I right?
It's probably their best chance to win it, I think.
That's all. Yeah, as LeBron gets older, that's all. He's still playing well, but we always talk about it. It's about impact, not as much just putting up numbers.
Yep. I'm with you. You can't override the fact that, as you said, LeBron and Wade won two titles together. But more than that, Wade won before LeBron. Now, he had Shaq, But it wasn't vintage Shaq. It was a good Shaq. It was a 20-9 Shaq.
Right.
But it wasn't, you know.
And it was Dwayne
Shaq
Wade's
Diesel.
Team.
Right. It Wade clearly took over the finals. So historically, I'll put it this way, Rob. Historically, right now, if you ranked players, Wade would be ranked ahead of Anthony Davis. However, potentially, talent-wise, I think Anthony Davis has more than Wade. What Anthony Davis doesn't have are the rings. He doesn't have the accomplishments that Wade have. So you'd have to give Wade the edge historically. But talent-wise, Dwayne Wade wasn't a great jump shooter. Anthony Davis is a decent shooter, like Wade, but he's 6'10", 6'11". He's one of the best defenders in the league. And again, he's bigger than Wade. He's one of the best rebounders in the league. He's going to average 27 points or something. His PER historically is off the charts. But what he doesn't have, and you'll agree, even though you hate this word, Wade had more intangibles. Because Wade helped LeBron learn how to win.
Right.
And LeBron is going to help AD, at least the plan is for him to help AD learn how to win. AD did nothing in New Orleans.
Or at least LeBron could teach him how to get to the finals and lose. That might be LeBron's lesson.
Look at you. I knew there was a shot at LeBron somewhere. But do you agree with me? Potentially, AD, like talent-wise, he is the most talented teammate LeBron's had, but I give you Wade is the best.
Only because we know. You know what I mean? Like
right.
If it was like they both played and they were playing and he had a chance to play with either one and you could gauge it that way. But knowing what I know, it's hard for me to pick AD.
If they won the championship this year and say AD is the MVP, or even if he isn't, would you go with AD?
No.
If he won the MVP.
Yeah, it would be much closer, yeah.
Yeah. So he has to win a few for
only
you.
Because like you just said, but Dwayne Wade had already won. He won three and he won without LeBron.
Look at
AD
you.
AD didn't do anything.
You ain't a big AD fan.
He's okay.
Wow. You a tough judge, baby.
I am, but I'm tough across the board to everybody. That's all.
Not really.
I am. Yes,
no,
I am.
Not guys that wear stirrups.
No,
when it comes
everybody.
To baseball, you know, Rob.
I don't have any soft spots.
I'm
the tin man.
You don't have soft spots when it comes to baseball. You just one big gooey donut or something. But gooey piece of dough
Rob
when it comes
Parker.
To baseball. You know that.
Love
it's
the
good.
Game.
You love it. I get it.
Everybody has their favorites. I love
my
the game.
Gosh.
Always.
But you just get
I used to. I was a
you
kid.
You get wowsy, wowsy, woo.
I was a kid walking around the streets of Jamaica, Queens at 9 years old. I wore a baseball cap every day. And you know what I did? I walked around the street like this. Walked around. People are watching on YouTube. I used to walk around like I used to pitch.
The windup.
I used to do that. Just keep walking around going like this. Different. I used to just pitch.
You
I
got
swear.
Beat up a lot, too, didn't
nah,
you?
Nah, never. I was too tall. I was 6'2" and I weighed 130 pounds. You know?
You were kid dynamite.
No, I wasn't that skinny.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win.
Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rob, I loved it. You being a baseball purist probably hated it.
Nah, I don't think
Mr. Conservative, Alex Bregman, emotional. He hits a home run in the Game 6 of the World Series that looks like it could win the World Series for your team, and he gets caught up and carries the bat to first base, gives it to the first base coach.
Who didn't even grab it?
He dropped it, yeah. I got no problem with it. And then Juan Soto for the Nationals does the same thing. I thought it was cool. Soto thought it was cool.
But Soto did it to stick it in the face of him. Yes, that's why.
Soto said he thought it was cool. There was a quote by Soto. But he said, hey, I loved it. If I get an opportunity, I figured I'd do it.
But it was the emotion of – if it was just an emotional thing – if that's
you don't
a regular,
think that's what it was for
no,
Bregman?
I said that.
Okay.
If he were to do that, like in a regular season game or whatever, he would be thrown at the next time.
It's wrong to carry the bat to first
yes,
base.
Yes, it is wrong.
And it's right to bean a guy the next inning.
Yes.
How is that
the
work?
Next time you come up, don't be carrying the bat.
What's wrong with carrying the bat to first base?
Because that's not what we do. Because you've been
what
watching.
What do we do? We didn't use the shift either.
You're 50 years old. You ever see a guy bring a bat to first base?
No,
ever.
But I don't have a
unless
problem with
unless there's a
it.
Fight going on, I want to hit you over the head with the bat.
I never saw a guy wear an arm sleeve in the NBA for a while. Then they started doing
that
it.
That ain't the same as carrying a bat. That's wardrobe.
I never saw it. There was a point when there's a guy never hung on the rim.
Like
when
if he
guy, LeBron stares out to the crowd after a great play. What's wrong with that? A little flavor, a little soul.
If he ran around the whole base with the bat, you'd be cool with that?
No,
why not? What's the difference?
The difference is you're on the base paths with a bat. But if you're running the first base, I mean, why are baseball players so sensitive? Seriously.
I'm not saying that. I just told you.
No, they are. Like, come on.
I thought that
I got to get thrown at because I'm emotional. If I do a dance in the end zone, do I get... Do they hit me with a dirty play or cheap shot the next time I get on the field?
It just depends. Is it a bad cabbage patch
Stop
or not?
It. Stop it. If that's Rob, you know
I love
right.
I love the cabbage patch.
Basketball players can celebrate. Football players can celebrate. Why not baseball players?
You can celebrate, but I don't think that's a part of it. The bat thing was weird because I've never seen that. Why are you carrying the bat to first base? It is a way of showing up the pitcher like... And I think that nobody got thrown at Chris, so they let it go.
Well, not in the World Series.
It didn't because nobody
You're
could afford to get out.
Somebody in the World
Series. Even though Dave Martinez got thrown out of the game, which you don't normally, you don't see because it's a big game.
He was hot about the
throw, and we'll talk about the play at first base. We're going to talk about the base running play later on in the show too, because that was a little pretty.
Rob, here's my thing.
Out of bounds.
the next generation likes that. Attitude, swagger, flavor. Come on, man. I know for you, old timer,
no,
gray beard, I get it. For you, that's how it wasn't like that.
Gray beard, mine is natural.
Whatever, it's gray, all right? I mean, but for the youngsters, they like that. They want some hip-hop. I know you want it to be folk music and country western.
And nobody said
all
that.
The new generation wants hip-hop. What Alex Bregman did was hip-hop.
Do you remember when the Yankees won the World Series in 2000? I know it's been a decade. Do you remember what song was prevalent and what was played, blasting, replacing Frank Sinatra's New York, New York?
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. So don't act like they ain't got a little flavor there. That was
a
10
very
years,
little flavor.
But that was 10 years ago. Admit you never thought that they would replace Sinatra's New York, New York. They replaced it with Jay-Z's song because it was more relevant. And they were the vibe of what was going on at that time.
They
that song was as hot.
They haven't been to the World Series since.
I know, right? Look at you.
But you, Rob,
is that the curse
on,
of Frank Sinatra?
Right. I don't know. Or the curse of Frank Sinatra or the curse of Jay-Z, one wow. of them, right?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pleased to be joined by Fox MLB insider John Morosi. John, welcome to the
Yo.
iCouple.
Chris, Rob, game seven, my
yes,
friends. This is a very unique occurrence. Of course, we had it a couple years ago in MLB as well, but this is special. Anytime it comes around, World Series game seven, cannot wait.
And we saw that great game. That was the Cleveland Cubs when the Cubs
awesome,
won their
man.
First World Series in 108 years. So hopefully we have an epic battle tonight. I was going to ask John, I understand, how good is Scherzer? Is he on a short leash? Do they feel like he can really give them five, six, seven innings? Or this is about go out and gut it out and do as much as you can, and then we'll get the reserves to come in?
Rob, I would say if Scherzer gives them five innings and gives up one run, that is more than enough in terms of what his expectations should be here. If he was 100%, then he would have pitched a couple days ago, and we never would have heard anything about this issue with his neck and his back. I think that it's apparent to me that he is compromised on some level, and to go from not being able to pitch in a World Series game to being fully healthy in 48 hours, I think would be a little difficult to imagine here. So I think he's probably four or five innings, and really, if for the Nationals to win this game, Rob and Chris, I believe they've got to have a comfortable lead by the fifth inning or so, because the Astros probably have a little bit more in terms of their bullpen options at the moment, at least going into it, I think, than what the Nationals do. And one thing about the way that Game 6 ended last night is Dave Martinez, or of course at the time acting manager Chip Hale, they felt as though they had to go to the bullpen late, even with a comfortable lead, and that's one more look against Doolittle that certainly could help Alvarez in a game like tonight. So I think a lot of really interesting elements of managing tonight, guys, that even go back to what we saw in Game 6 as well.
John, you mentioned that Scherzer's compromised. How much of a risk is this starting him, and how close was it to them just going ahead with Anibal Sanchez? I mean, that's not a bad option to go with Sanchez instead of Scherzer tonight.
Well, I think from my standpoint, Chris, that in a Game 7 like this, I recall I covered it back in 2014 as well with Kansas City and San Francisco. I think Tim Hudson pitched an inning and a third. I think Dave Martinez has probably already concluded he is not going to let a tired Max Scherzer lose this game.
Right.
Or at least unless it's 1-0. Because once you've given up a run, once you wobble a little bit, you're out of the game. There is no need, especially there was, of course, a day off before Game 6. There is no need to let a struggling starting pitcher stand the mound any longer than he has to. Because from the national standpoint, to me, what reduces the risk of this strategy a little from their perspective is they have Anibal Sanchez there in long relief potentially. They've got Patrick Corbin in long relief potentially. And even then, there was the note Dan Shulman added here earlier tonight, the possibility that even Strasburg could pitch for a short look, which of course we saw happen with Jake Arrieta, as I recall it, back in 2016. So this is the really unique test, guys, of just how much you've got left, how you could conceive of charting the last 27 outs of the season, knowing that, of course, you've got all these months to rest after this. And I really think that from Strasburg's perspective, guys, I want to make a pretty strong statement on his part, because he is someone who's toughness was questioned a lot, and certainly I'm someone who criticized the way the Nationals handled him 7 years ago, wondering where the plan was and thinking you've got to take every chance you've got to win a World Series. But there is some measure of vindication now for the Nationals and for Strasburg himself. You think about what he has done now, including last night's outing. He ranks second all-time in ERA as a starter among pitchers who have started at least 8 postseason games. The only guy ahead of him, Hall of Famer Christy Mathewson at .97 ERA.
Strasburg, that's ridiculous. That's
1.56. No one can ever say that Strasburg is not a big game pitcher.
No doubt about it. But what? Well, on the other side, Zach Greinke, I just don't feel as confident. Should Astro fans really feel confident? He had some uneven starts. I don't know what to expect from him tonight. What do you expect?
I share that concern. I think he is someone who, on his best days, can still pitch like the Cy Young winner that he was. And certainly in Game 3 of this series, a game that the Astros had to have. They were down 0-2 and going on the road. He did give them 4 2/3 innings. He gave up just the one earned run. Didn't give up a home run. Yeah, he walked 3, but he also struck out 6. So overall, a pretty good outing for him. He was on the ropes often, but never gave in. And if sort of to borrow from what I said about Scherzer, if Greinke gives the Astros again what he gave them in Game 3, if it's 4 2/3 innings and one earned run, they will also be ecstatic, because that gets you then multiple times through the lineup with all of your best bullpen guys still available to cover the remaining innings, potentially even a Gerrit Cole there. So I think, to me, guys, it's fascinating because you've got a lot of really principal key guys. Yeah, the Astros, of course, won the World Series 2 years ago, but Greinke did not. Gerrit Cole did not. Michael Brantley did not. You got some major veteran guys that have not yet won the World Series. And, of course, on the Washington side, most of them haven't. And so you've got Anthony Rendon and Gerrit Cole. Someone here is going to win a World Series in what could be his last game with that team before free agency, and someone else is going to lose it. You could even put Strasburg in that category. Of course, he has an opt-out in his contract as well. So you've got a lot of different legacy questions at stake, and I would say the Astros as an organization really fit that category, because if they win it, then okay, you've won 2 in 3 years and you've got this really firm footprint on the end of the decade as being the team of the latter years of this decade. But if you don't win, then what do you have to show for the 2010s? You've got the 19th best record, only 19th out of 30 teams in the regular season over the decade because of how bad those first years were, and one championship. Two championships sounds a lot different than one. It's certainly much more than you would think, and I really believe a lot is at stake tonight for the Houston Astros.
John Morosi, Fox MLB Insider, joining the iCouple. John, you mentioned free agency. I don't want to, you know, get ahead of the game too far, but is it fair to argue that, you know, you talked about Strasburg. Obviously, he's become this great big game pitcher. Could he be the bigger free agent on the market, bigger than Gerrit Cole this summer or this offseason?
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Chris. I think that for some, they may view him that way. I think Cole has probably the advantage. Of course, he has not had the Tommy John surgery that Strasburg has. And I also think, Chris, that from just kind of talking to people around the situation, Cole is someone who would go anywhere. Gerrit Cole would sign with any team. I'm not saying he's necessarily going to sign with the biggest contract, but he will be very open-minded, I believe, and is not going to be restricted to what's been said. Oh, he's going to sign with the West Coast. I'm not buying that.
So he could sign with the Montreal Expos.
No, there you go. Hey, why not? Go back to the future. Whereas with Strasburg, guys, he really seems to like his comfort zone. And there are some that believe, oh, well, Strasburg wants to go back. He was from San Diego. He wants to go back home. I'm not convinced of that. I think that for someone who is a noted introvert, as Strasburg is and is open and talking about that, likes to kind of keep to himself, I'm not sure that going back home is the best place to go. Sometimes that is the worst place to go. And we know all examples in different sports of guys who went home thinking it was the right thing, and then there's so many distractions. You got your third grade teacher asking for tickets. It's complicated. And so I think Strasburg, I think that all things being equal, guys, the way that he's pitched this year, the comfort level he's got now in D.C., I think Strasburg, whether he opts out and re-signs there or just doesn't opt out at all, I think that he probably ends up staying in D.C., and as a result, maybe the money won't quite be as exorbitant as it's going to be for Gerrit Cole.
John, last thing. We only got about 45 seconds.
Sure.
The thing about the Nationals that I think would make fans feel confident about them, they're 4-0 in elimination games, so they win when the pressure's on, and they've trailed in all 4 of those games and won all 4. So they've been down, you know, and they don't give up. Is that you don't see that often, especially in this situation where you're playing on the road.
You're right, and Rob, I give a lot of credit for building a team concept very quickly. Of course, they lost Bryce Harper during the course of the wintertime, and they had to re-find their identity, and they did that. It almost cost Dave Martinez his job early in the year, but they found it. They've clicked, and you're absolutely right. There is going to be adversity for them tonight at some point in time, and what they have proven to us this month is they are not fazed by that in the least. And if you want to pick the Nationals based on that, I think it's a pretty good projection right now, Rob, based on the way they've played here in this postseason.
All right, who are you picking, real quick?
Who you got?
Who you got, real quick?
I got to go with the Nationals. You know, for a while I thought the Astros were going to win this series, but I'm going with the momentum right now and a bit of an underdog story there. Nationals win the World Series tonight.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.